Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes and about 14 tracks or so of music from here and there. This is show number 213, and we continue on our winter rambles with Mari Rankin and a set of tunes called The First Pint. I'll tell you a bit more about that and her in just a moment. So glad you could join me. I hope you enjoy it. And some friends in a set of tunes here. Started off with The Praties Are Dug and The Frost Is All Over, then Shins Around the Fireside, and ending off with The First Pint. Mari Rankin is from Mebu, Cape Breton, fiddler, step dancer, musician, touring and recording artist. Yes, she's a member of the highly influential Rankin family of that region. She's toured a lot as a solo artist and a side musician, and she's been in a number of bands, most of which I've played on this show, Beolach and The Outside Track. Of course, the Rankin Sisters, Unusual Suspects. She's played with Bruce Guthrow a fair bit. This was from her first solo CD, which was called First Hand. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 13, and we're doing some traveling again, winter rambles. Next up, June Carter Cash. She was an American singer, songwriter, actress, dancer, comedian, and author. She was a member of the Carter family and the second wife of singer Johnny Cash. She played guitar and banjo and harmonica, auto harp, and so on. She won 5 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Christian Music Hall of Fame. I didn't even realize there was one in 2009. Of course there is, yeah. Born Valerie June Carter, and she was born in Mesa Spring in Virginia, and she was born to Maybell Carter and Ezra Carter, and she performed with the Carter family from the age of about 10, and that began in 1939. When the Carter family trio stopped recording together at the end of their contract, Maybell, with encouragement from her husband, formed Mother Maybell and the Carter Sisters. And so June was involved in that. So she did a lot of singing there. In the early 1960s, she wrote the song Ring of Fire, which I'm going to play right now. Most of you probably think Johnny Cash wrote it. But anyway, it later went on to be a hit for her future husband, Johnny Cash. And in about 1967, June and Johnny got a fair bit of success with their recording of Jackson, and followed by a collaboration album and so on. She continued to work with him on record and on stage for the rest of her life. She recorded 3 solo albums during her lifetime, including this one, which is called Press On. Had some wonderful players on it. Here's her version of that famous song, Ring of Fire, with the auto harp.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. Thank you.
Song called The 8th of January, and it's from a CD called Common Chord. It was done by David Grisman and Daniel Kobialka. And David Grisman was a bluegrass, folk, and jazz player of the mandolin mostly, and sort of a Django Reinhardt, Stephen Grappelli kind of mixture with bluegrass. He called it dog music, D-A-W-G. He grew up in New Jersey. His father was a professional trombonist, gave him piano lessons when he was young. When he was on about 17, he was invited up on stage by Doc Watson to help him on mandolin for a rendition of In the Pines. He attended New York University, and he was in a jug band with Maria Muldaur and John Sebastian and so on, played in a bluegrass band called the Kentuckians, led by Red Allen. And he was in a psychedelic rock band called Earth Opera with Peter Rowan. All these people he played with later as well. He ended up doing a fair bit of stuff with Jerry Garcia. Daniel Kobialka is an American violinist and composer and music entrepreneur and a violinist with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra for many years. And they put this together, some of the material that they had done. They had some great players with them on the guitar there. Scott Nygaard, Tony Trischka on the banjo. And again, 8th of January was the name of that track, and that's past now, I guess. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Next up, we have Garnet Rogers. He started out on the ukulele, actually, at 8 years old, moved on to the flute, the violin, the guitar, and he was barely out of high school when he started touring with his older brother, Stan, at a wonderful act there for many years. And after Stan's tragic death, Garnet took some time, then headed out solo. He's got about 12 CDs or something like that. Anyway, powerful physical presence. He's like 6.5 feet tall and a wonderful voice and a very smooth, dark baritone. This is from his CD called Shining Thing. This is called Oh, How Happy.
Can't count. I have called you mine. You have stood by me in my darkest hour. And darling, oh, how happy you have made me. 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 Through our years together, we have had some stormy weather, but our love's been so strong, and somehow we carried on. And darling, oh, how happy you have made me. 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 This tell me, darling, you brought joy to my empty life, and all that was wrong, you have made it right. Love you, I love you, I love you. My empty life.
Tenho trame na rala que trançam, se você na capura que vou lhes acmar. Chorei na mechome, escanda-se em apiome, mogo que tome, esposa ma halaf que eu vim, toca no que eu vim, já no que eu vim, toca no que eu vim, já no que eu vim, toca 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 no que But then he need a pause. Look at the new thrumming, nothing like a process. Missing a couple of the boys is a fire. But then I'm a yummy, scum, and you're yummy. Mama, who could call me a sponge in my hand? If you be, look at the UV, John, if you be, look at the UV, if you're Sean, Jadina, who fits a good key, just a story, as me be, skip a damn he need a pause. Look at the new thrumming, nothing like a process. Missing a couple of the boys is a fire. But then I'm a yummy, scum, and you're yummy. Mama, who could call me a sponge in my hand? If you be, look at the UV. Look at you, Vin, talk about the head of the Sean, and Jadina, who is a king, just a story, as me, he be skipped the damn meaning of pause. Cut the more yellow sudden on the Nina Healer, I cut the more yellow sudden on the dollar force. I cut the more yellow sudden on the Nina Healer, I cut the more yellow sudden on the dollar force. On the Nina, on the Nina, on the Nina Healer, and on the dollar, on the dollar, on the dollar force. On the Nina, on the Nina, on the Nina Healer, and on the dollar, on the dollar, on the dollar, on the dollar force. On the Nina, on the Nina, on the Nina Healer, and on the dollar, on the dollar, on the dollar force.
Semana to hunt the me, a moya fake the hike.
A well-loved Scottish band. They're called Manran, M-A-N-R-A-N, and that comes from their debut CD, which came out in 2011. That's a set of mouth music, or they call it pushed. Wonderful players live, if you get a chance to see them. Multi-award winning albums. They got about three out, maybe four now. Sometimes they're called folk rock or trad rock or Celtic rock or grown up folk rock. All these titles anyway. The central kind of basis is their Celtic roots. Tunes from fiddle, accordion, flute, and Aeolian Highland bagpipes, and a rithm section that's sort of awash with elements of funk and jazz and rock and so on. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Before that, you heard from Garnet Rogers and Oh How Happy. This is show number 213, and we're doing some rambles. We go from Scotland then to America, to the United States. This is Iris DeMent, an American two-time Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter. She sort of does folk and country and gospel and so on. Born in Arkansas, a youngest of 14 children. And her mother had dreams of going to Nashville and starting a singing career, and those kind of got put on hold, and he got married and had a bunch of kids. But her singing was an inspiration to Iris as she was growing up. She grew up in a Pentecostal household, was exposed to a lot of country and gospel music, and it inspired her to write her first song, which is called Our Town. And it was a drive through a boarded up Midwest town. And she was 25 when she wrote that. The lyrics came to her exactly as it is now, she said, without need for rewriting. And she's really got that gift that things come to her when she's prepared for it, when she's ready for it. She realized then that songwriting was a calling in life. Her first album was Infamous Angel. It was released in 1992 on the Rounder Philo label and had a lot of kind of small-town discussion of themes and religious skepticism and human frailties and so on. This is from her third album called The Way I Should, which was released 1996. This is the title track from that. This is called The Way I Should, Iris Dement.
Praying for sight. drifting alone, heart filled with strife, and I'm lost on the river, river of life. Once, dear, I thought I knew the way, but that was before old sad yesterday. Words that you say cut like a knife, and I'm lost on the river, river of life.
Some deep country there. That was Mark Knopfler and his band, included Emmylou Harris there on vocals, something called Lost on the River, and it's from a CD called Timeless. And of course, you probably know Mark Knopfler as guitarist for, lead singer for Dire Straits. He was born in Glasgow, raised in Newcastle upon Tyne, done a lot of compilation and collaboration and all kinds of things since that band ended its tenure. So this was a CD of music of Hank Williams, and they got a bunch of people like Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash and Tom Petty and Emmylou Harris and Keith Richards and so on to offer their heartfelt interpretations of Williams' songs. And as these albums go, you know, these tribute albums go, it's pretty dandy. Timeless is the name. That was Mark Knopfler and his band. Before that, we heard from Iris Dement. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 213, a set of winter rambles. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 in St. John's, Newfoundland. Maybe Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, or maybe Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Well, we go from that to... to the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. There's a desert inn in the Sinai Peninsula. And the family that owned the place noticed they had lots of musicians who visited, and they ended up building a recording studio on the premises. And back 15 years ago or so, they went out, set out this call to musicians from all over the world, and you know, to come and record there and stay there. And 40 artists came from 10 different countries. They set aside their conflicts of their own nations, and they played and recorded. And one of the musicians actually lived there for a couple of years in the end, was Jamal Porto. He was originally from the Sudan. This is a song called Gamar Badawi, or The Moon Shines. It's a song that longs for where he grew up, and it kind of combines the classical Arabic scale with some of the tribal modes that he grew up with in North Africa. This is Jamal Porto. Boubacar Traoré. He was born in Mali. He's a singer, songwriter, guitar player. He first came to prominence in the early 1960s. He taught himself to play guitar. He developed this unique style that sort of blended American blues music, Arabic music, and this pentatonic structures in West Africa's Mandé cultural region. At one point, he was called the Malian Chuck Berry. the Mali and Elvis Presley for some reason. He was a superstar in Mali and a symbol of the newly independent country back then. His songs were immensely popular. He enjoyed regular radio play, but he didn't make any recordings. And since there were no royalties paid to musicians, he was very poor. He had to work odd jobs to make ends meet. And during the 70s, his popularity faded until he made a surprise television appearance in 1987, and then he was rediscovered. Not long after that, his wife died during childbirth, and so he was rather grief-stricken. He moved to France. He worked on construction to try and support his six children. And while he was there, a British record producer discovered a tape of one of his radio performances, and he was finally signed to record a set of CDs. And his first album, Mariana, was released in 1990, and since then he's enjoyed international popularity. He's been touring Europe, Africa, North America, and so on. This is from a CD called Congo Magni, and the song was called John Kana, and the wonderful harmonica lines there, sort of mimicking the guitar lines, or maybe it's vice versa, who knows. That was Vincent Boucher on that. Before that, we heard from Jamel Porto from the Sinai Peninsula in North Africa, and something called Gamar Badami. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 213, and we're glad to play music from all around the world. Next up, we have, we're heading back to North America, and a band called Tazaski Trucks Band, and it's an American blues and blues rock band based in Jacksonville, Florida. They were formed in 2010, and they're led by a married couple, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, and their debut album, Revelator, came out in 2011. I'm going to play a track from that. They won the 2012 Grammy Award for Best Blues Album. They've had a number, I think, seven since then, and three of them are live, which is for a reason, because they love a large band format, so they tend to travel with like up to 12 folks on stage, which really flies in the face of any practical or economic considerations. And they're on the road for upwards of 200 days a year or so. But they really embrace improvisation over convention. And the set lists are rarely repeated. The collective, the group, is adept at exploring almost any musical territory. And they have this distinguished reputation from audiences and critics as one of the best live bands in the world. And that just comes from doggone practice and working hard and connecting. That comes across on their CDs as well. This is a song called Shelter. This is the Tedeschi Trucks Band.
They made their promises, then they walked away. When their friends are gone for good, you never cared about what others had to say, and through it all you understood. You are my keep dreaming that you were born to fly. When your heart is heavy like a stone, I'll lift your burden high until you realize that through the storm you stole it all. Louder than your words.
That's the Tedeschi Trucks Band, something called Shelter from their solo, not their solo, their debut album, not solo, there's like a dozen of them, called Revelator. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 213, and we're doing a number of winter rambles. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly on Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 in Belle Island, or maybe Fanshawe's CIXX 106.9 in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have an English guitarist and songwriter, best known for his collaboration with people like Bert Jansch and later with Stefan Grossman, and leader of the folk group Pentangle and more, John Renborn. And he maintained a solo career before, during, and after all of those collaborations. He's most commonly labeled a folk musician, but his musical tastes and his interests took in early music, classical music, jazz, blues, world music, and he studied classical guitar, but he also studied rhythm and blues as well. In the mid-80s, he went back to university to earn a degree in composition, actually, and he focused after that on writing classical music, but he still performed in folk settings. This is from a CD from a while back. This is the John Renborn Group. The CD was called A Maid in Bedlam. This is Death and the Lady.
As I walked forth one day, I met an old man by the way. His head was bald and his beard was grey. His clothing made of the cold earth and clay. His clothing made of the cold earth and clay. I said, old man, what man are you? What country do you belong to? My name is Death, has heard of me. All kings and princes bow down unto me. All kings and princes bow down unto me. Lords, dukes, and ladies bow down unto me, and you are one of those branches three. And you, fair maid, must come along with me, and you, fair maid, must come along with me. She was betrayed by death so cruelly. She was betrayed.
See the variety of influences there. That was the John Renborn Group from their CD A Maid in Bedlam. That was Death and the Lady. Next up, we have a couple of fiddlers from Norway, Sigrid Molstad and Liv Kroken. And Sigrid is a singer and a fiddler. She's been part of the a couple of trios, worked for the Norwegian National Broadcaster for a while, then went full-time as a musician. Liv has been a part of a number of groups as well, and both of them backed up a fiddler who was in the, I don't know if you ever watched the Eurovision Song Contest, but there was a folk song that Norway put out for their entry in 2006. It was called Elva Dansen. You can look it up on YouTube if you want. It came in 14th. But anyway, you don't often see folk musicians on the Eurovision Song Contest. This is something called Alfred.
Darkness, sailor, day is at hand. See, oh, the foaming billows, fair havens land. Drear was the voyage, sailor, now almost o'er. Safe within the lifeboat, sailor, pull for the shore.
Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heed not the rolling wave, but bend to the oar. Trust in the lifeboat, sailor, cling to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore.
Trust in the lifeboat, sailor, all else will fail. Stronger the surges dash and fiercer the gale. Not the stormy winds, though loudly they roar.
Watch the bright and morning star and pull for the shore. Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heed not the rolling wave, but bend to the oar. Trust in the lifeboat, sailor, cling to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore.
Bright gleams the morning, sailor, uplift the eye. Clouds and darkness disappearing, glory is nigh. Safe in the lifeboat, sailor, sing forevermore.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, pull for the shore. Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore.
heed not the rolling waves, but bend to the oar. Trust in the lifeboat sailor, cling to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore. Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heed not the rolling waves, but bend to the oar. Trust in the lifeboat sailor, cling to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore.
Well, there's an old chestnut that's called Pull for the Shore. It was first published in an 1873 hymnal called Sunshine for Sunday Schools, a message about working together for a goal. It made it a favorite among unions. It was reportedly sung in lifeboats fleeing the Titanic, actually. And this was done by a trio called Triborough. And they met through the Folk Music Society in New York City. They're from three different boroughs of New York City, which is sort of where their name comes from. And they've had a couple of CDs out, all focusing on harmony. This one is called Harmony Times Three. This has been Roots and Branches and Beyond. And I fear that we've come to the end of another show. But we're going to be led out with Aaron Collis and Amelia Bartella. And it's from their debut album as a duo. They are two-fifths of the Dardanelles, a fine Newfoundland band, but they're also active in many other combinations in the trad scene in Newfoundland and Labrador, Aaron's and Rum Ragged, for example. They quickly gained a reputation as two of Newfoundland and Labrador's outstanding trad music interpreters, and this CD shows their really tight, dynamic playing style. Accordion and fiddle music, so it's Formaline, Green Grow the Rushes O, and Flowers of Edinburgh. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you've enjoyed the travels. Do take care of each other. See you again next week, I hope. Happy trails. Okay, form a line now. You know.